This Front Page podcast is brought to you by GoToMeeting. For your free 30-day trial, visit gotomeeting.com/times.
On Friday's Page One, the Senate cleared the way for the farthest-reaching restraints on big banks since the Great Depression. President Obama cheered the vote from the White House. Generous pensions for retired public employees have become a drag on states that are running short on cash. And cyclist Floyd Landis says he wasn't the only one who was into doping. He's naming names, among them Lance Armstrong. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Democrats got the 60 votes they needed to end debate on a far-reaching financial regulatory bill. That put Congress on a glide path to approving a broad expansion of government oversight of financial markets. At the White House, President Obama called the vote a victory for consumers.
The financial industry has repeatedly tried to end this reform with hordes of lobbyists and millions of dollars in ads. And when they couldn't kill it, they tried to water it down with special interest loopholes and carve-outs aimed at undermining real change. Today, I think it's fair to say that these efforts have failed.
The bill was only one reason Wall Street had a bad case of nerves. Also fueling a sell-off were worries that the financial crisis in Europe could endanger the recovery here. The Dow Jones Industrials plunged 376 points to close at 10,068.01. The Dow has now dropped more than 1,000 points in a matter of weeks, signaling what some financial analysts are calling a correction. Huge pensions for public employees are becoming a drag on states that are in financial trouble. About 3,700 retired public workers in New York are now getting pensions of more than $100,000 a year. One of them is a police officer from Yonkers who retired 3 years ago at age 44. His base pay then was about $74,000 a year. His pension now is about $101,000. He says that's what the system promised. He says he did nothing wrong by adding lots of overtime to his base pay shortly before he retired. The explosion at the oil rig in the Gulf has spotlighted the close relationship between government regulators and the oil and gas industry. Friday's Page One looks at questions about the laboratory that federal officials have chosen to process water and animal tissue samples from the Gulf. The findings will be used in liability claims against BP. But the lab is part of an oil and gas services company in Texas. Among its biggest clients are a number of oil firms, including BP. Cyclist Floyd Landis had the Tour de France title taken away for doping 4 years ago. Now he's sending emails to cycling officials saying nearly all of America's top cyclists have been involved in doping. He named names, saying Lance Armstrong joined him in using the blood booster EPO. Landis also said they used testosterone and human growth hormone and did blood transfusions. Armstrong denied Landis's allegations. Later in the day, Armstrong crashed while riding in the Tour of California. He went to the hospital for precautionary x-rays and some stitches on his elbow and under his eye. He says he'll take a few days to recover. In China, a computer science professor's private life was too much for authorities. Ma Youhai arranged at least 18 orgies, mostly in the apartment in Nanjing where he lived with his mother. She has Alzheimer's disease. He's now been sentenced to 3.5 years in prison for what the Chinese government called crowd licentiousness. He plans to appeal. He says his sex life is his own business and he wasn't causing a disturbance. We'll go inside Friday's Times after this.
The average cost of a single business trip is $1,000. Consider having your meetings online instead with GoToMeeting. Use GoToMeeting for sales presentations, product demos, training sessions, or collaborating on documents. At $49 a month for unlimited meetings, it replaces most business trips and saves your company money. Try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit gotomeeting.com/times.
Inside Friday's Times, Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton is on the way to China for what was supposed to be, at least partly, a high-level economic meeting. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is also going. But Times reporter Mark Landler says the talks will be overshadowed by the tensions in Korea. South Korea says a torpedo from a North Korean submarine sank one of its warships back in February, killing 46 sailors.
The big push will be for China to back punitive measures against North Korea, something that historically it is often reluctant to do. So the focus of the meeting, which had been very economic and across a broad range of issues, is now going to be heavily about security and trying to head off a confrontation in North Asia.
Times reporter Mark Landler, who's traveling with Secretary of State Clinton. Scientists say they've created a synthetic cell. Genome pioneer J. Craig Venter says his team synthesized an entire bacterial genome and then used it to take over a cell. He says this is a step toward making microbes from scratch. He's hoping this approach can be used to make products like vaccines and biofuels. Other scientists say he pulled off an amazing feat technically. They're not sure it's worth the trouble. The suicide bomber who struck in Kabul on Tuesday killed four high-ranking NATO officers. They were there on a brief visit. Military officials said two were colonels, one an American, the other a Canadian. On Thursday, for the third straight day, the Taliban launched a suicide bomber at a NATO military target, this time a convoy in the southern province of Kandahar. The police there said no soldiers were killed. Last week, the Obama administration pulled out all the stops for Afghan President Hamid Karzai. This week, it's giving the cold shoulder to Karzai rival Abdullah Abdullah. He says he called the places Karzai went, the White House, the National Security Council, the State Department, and the Pentagon. He says, so far, he hasn't been invited in. A thief squirmed through a window and took five paintings from the Paris Museum of Art, including a Picasso and a Matisse. Museum officials said they had video of the burglar, but the break-in didn't set off the alarms. That's raising new questions about museum security in Paris. Three Americans who've been jailed in Iran for 10 months were allowed to see their mothers. It was a carefully staged reunion that Iranian authorities broadcast on television. The three were hiking in Iraqi Kurdistan when they were arrested by Iranian border guards. The guards accused them of crossing into Iran illegally. One of the three denied that. They say they hope to be released soon on humanitarian grounds. New York City fourth graders have done better in reading since Mayor Michael Bloomberg took control of the schools in 2002. But according to a national reading test, eighth graders have shown little improvement. Nationally, only 31% of fourth graders are proficient in reading. In the city, the comparable figure is 5 points higher at 36%. That's our preview of Friday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.